Well, the second game of this doubleheader here from the Price Attack Women's National Basketball League here at the AIS Arena. The second game, the main game tonight, the Transact Canberra Capitals up against the CFM Townsville Fire. And Michelle, this should be a beauty of a game, although we're a bit disappointed because Lauren Jackson, she's sidelined, but she's not going to be playing tonight, she's going to be playing tomorrow night.
Oh, look, yeah, it is disappointing. Would have been great to see her back out on the floor tonight, but realistically, they want her to get through the rest of the season, so if they rest her tonight, have her play tomorrow night against Sydney and get some value out of her there, that's the way you've got to call it sometimes. So, but should be a great game in any case. I mean, I think with Townsville, there was that 1 point lost this season.
No. They've beaten Townsville twice.
Twice, okay.
The second game they played without Beard or Jackson,
right,
and beat them by two up there.
That's right, yeah.
53-51, I think, was the score there.
That's a good result in Townsville's venue.
Yeah.
Great result.
Indeed it is. In fact, both games they won up there. Alana Beard was there for the first one that they won by 9 or 11, I can't remember what it was, but yeah, and then to beat them 53-51 without Beard, without Jackson up there was a great result for them. And this is the squad really that needs to step up and back up on for the Capitals with Warren when she does come back anyway. So
exactly
good,
right,
experience for them.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, it'll be a good game again tonight. I think it'll be probably a close one. Townsville, they're a tough little unit. They're not probably haven't had as many wins on the board this season as they would have liked, but they still are a good experienced lineup, and they've got some talent out there. Rowani Cox coming back into the league.
She has been great this season.
She has been great. I mean, she was always an exceptional talent. But, you know, to have her come back into the league and perform the... Well, she played last season with Perth, I think, for a while, and then transferred over to Townsville in the off-season. I think it's been the best thing for a game, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Yeah, probably very unlucky to have dropped out of the Opal squad, but that's another issue. But, they've also got two imports. Well, three, if you want to call Annika Kerr, who's a Kiwi.
That's right.
But Claudia Brassard, who's Canadian. And Jennifer Krause, who played with Perth a couple of years ago and now up there as well.
He's
American. And that gives them a couple of bigs that go at it pretty hard.
It does. And, you know, they're experienced players as well. I mean, Claudia Brassard's an international experience and been around the league for a very long time. So she'll give them some valuable minutes and leadership out on the floor. But you look at the Caps lineup, you've got Whittle and Beattie, who's really stepped up this season. She's been very impressive from my where I've been sitting. So, and Tully Bevilacqua, you know, like, she, you know, people have sort of said to me this season, oh, she's not doing enough, she's not scoring, what have you. It's not her role in this group, you know, that's not what she needs to do. And when she does need to step up and be the player who's putting the points on the board, she does it. But she's the general out there, she's running the show.
Yeah, Dave Herbert feels that Tully was actually the big difference between these sides,
yes,
when they met up there in Townsville earlier in the season as well.
Right.
But the height factor as well has been in the favour of the Capitals, especially with Whittle and Beattie, whose form actually in the last month or so has been tremendous. Some of her stats have probably been just about career stats.
I would think so, yeah, definitely. And she's really impressed me when she's come over this season, and she's done a great job for the Capitals stepping into the void that, you know, no one could step in and fill the hole that Jackson leaves, let's be realistic about
you,
this.
You can't, no.
No, so, but she's done a great job for the Capitals.
Indeed she has. And, of course, tonight's the 150th game for Kelly Abrams. Great stalwart and, you know, having her probably best season ever.
That's
in
right.
The league. She's been superb.
And it's great to see Kelly come back after last season where she decided that she wouldn't complete the season, and to come back into the league and to be playing like she is. I mean, she's, you know, she's another one of those kids that came through the AIS program, and she's just been such a great contributor to the league generally and to the Capitals program. So it's great to see her getting her 150th game with the Capitals, and she only has to score 2 points to make the 1,000-point mark for the league. So
I'm sure she'll do that very early on, so it's something to celebrate really early as well. Well,
exactly.
keep close watch on that stat.
That's
first
right.
Basket for Kelly Abrams tonight.
That's right, 1,000 points.
Yeah, so a big night for Kelly coming up and for the Capitals. We're just a few minutes away from starting this game. It should be a beauty. It's the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the CFM Townsville Fire. Let's hear from the coaches. We'll start with Dave Herbert and then Cary Graff.
Well, Dave Herbert, it's a big weekend here in the National Capital for you.
Yeah, no doubt. We've faced two games, one against Canberra, one against AIS, and we're keen to get two wins to keep our finals hopes alive.
Well, tonight's the tougher one. This is the one you'd really need, then.
Yeah, and at the moment, Lauren Jackson's not warming up, so the signs are better for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, you played them twice this season, both games up there and lost them, but they were close. That second one was really close.
Yeah, it's been 9 points and 2 points, so hopefully we're going to get a win here. I guess the likes of Tully's experience has been the difference in the games, and you can never underestimate Jenny Whittle, and Tracy Beattie's improving all the time. Then you've got Sharp and Abrams, who they're having a terrific season right now, and they play well as a team, and we're building to that. We had a fairly large change in our roster this year, and we're gradually getting better across the season, and we're hoping to put it together tonight.
Rokahani Cox probably got something to say about the fact she's dropped out of that squad for the Commonwealth Games, but she's been in great form for you.
Yeah, it's tremendous. It was a gamble for us to bring her to Townsville. She hadn't played any basketball for quite a long time, and her fitness was down. She worked hard in the pre-season. She's come back well, and it has been a tremendous season for her, and she's signed again, so we're really happy about, having her on board for the next couple of years.
You're in the running for that fourth spot in the finals, so you really need the key wins, don't you?
Yeah, this is the key win for sure. If we happen to win this game, we play the AIS tomorrow, and that's no guarantee either, but I have a confidence that we can go into that game and win. And then we have Bullen and Dandenong at home, and I believe we can beat those two teams. We've beaten Dandenong at home already, and Bullen, they'll have a three-game road trip, or two games before us, before they head to Townsville, so we're every chance of winning that one too.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Well, Cary Graff, we haven't seen Lauren Jackson warming up in uniform. I guess she's not playing.
No, the decision was to not play her in both games, and we felt to give her another day's rest to just have her do things every second day and use her effectively in one game, and that's the game against Sydney. We felt we've got the split against Townsville. We don't have it against Sydney. The matchups for Townsville are better for us, and to bring Loz in after another day's rest just to make sure and ease her back into what we're doing. I mean, we'd love to have her out here, but we've got to be intelligent about how we use her.
Yeah, of course, there's the Commonwealth Games after that as well, and I think she'd love to get there for that gold medal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we're not going to do anything that's going to hamper that. We're conscious that, she's a big part of the Opals program, and we want to see her do well and see the Opals do well as well. So we're not going to do anything to injure her further. It's been 3 and a bit months without her. We're just conscious to ease her in slowly.
The side's had a bit of extra time off from the rest of the league with the bye last week. How are they feeling coming into this?
Yeah, look, pretty good. We scrimmaged some guys. We had a scrimmage against the AIS group, so we've made sure that we've got some, simulated some game stuff. I think that, the break for us in as far as timing gave us another week, to not have a game without Loz. So I think for us it was good timing.
Yeah, because it's been a funny year for you injury-wise with your key players, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've built this program around Lauren and put great complementary pieces around her. To lose her so early was a big hit. We struggled a little bit, and then we got Beard in, and that really helped us. And then I think our team's found their feet. We had a couple of big wins against Bulleen and Townsville in Townsville with neither of our superstars, and I think that's a credit to the character of our team. I think our starting group's done a superb job, and hopefully we can just add to that one of the best players in the world with Lauren over the next few weeks.
You've got to be happy with the form of some of your players. A few players of the week in the WNBL over the last few weeks of the season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jenny Whittle's playing some of the best basketball of her career. I mean, I've been fortunate to work with her in the 96 and 2000 Olympics as an assistant coach, but haven't worked with her as a head coach before, and she's just an absolute pleasure to coach. And, we're pushing hard to try and sign her for a few years because I think she's got a few great years left in her. I think Kelly Abrams is playing the season of her career. She's, you know, defensively, she's locked up a couple of the stars in the league. You know, and Tracy Beattie, I've got to say, is the most improved player in the league. I think, you know, she's one person that's really benefited from Lauren Jackson's injury. She's had a lot of court time and we've done a lot of work with her. And, you know, I think she's, you know, her game's just getting better and better. And she's only 26 and she's a big. So I think she's got, you know, an exciting few years ahead of her as well.
Kelly Abrams, 150 games tonight.
Yeah, look, she's I think she's only 26. She's been around for a long time, you know, AIS kid, All-Australian junior. And, you know, she's someone that I think in the next couple of years, you know, she's worth a look at the Opal squad. I think defensively she's one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. You know, it's hard to get votes when you've got Bevel Lacquer on your team and Emily McInerney on Dandenong's team. But Kelly Abrams can defend, you know, some star perimeter people. And I think that's, you know, that's the basis of what she does. And she really ignites our break with her defence. So, you know, 150 for her tonight. Hopefully she can do a job on Cox.
Yeah, well, Cox has been in great form.
She has, you know, I think she's, you know, it'll be interesting tonight. I think, you know, she's just been knocked out of the Opal squad and Mike Sebo from Connecticut in the WNBA is here to have a look at her and it, you know, it'll be interesting to see how she responds. Abrams held her 8 points in Townsville before Christmas, so that'll be a pretty good one-on-one challenge.
Yeah, well, good luck tonight.
Great, thank you.
Well, the teams are getting ready, getting their final instructions. They're about to come out to centre court. The Capitals will be starting with Eleanor Sharp, Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, Tracy Beattie and Tully Bevel-Lackwood. So they're going with the Twin Towers.
They are.
And Townsville will have Kelly Wilson, Rachel Flanagan, Claudia Brassard, Jennifer Krause and Rohani Cox as their starting lineup as they're coming out. Rohani Cox been in great form this season and desperately unlucky is to have missed out on that Opal squad. As it was dropped to 19, of course it will drop, I think, probably to 12 for the Commonwealth Games.
Yes, I'd imagine that'd be right.
Number one cheerleader again, Lauren Jackson, on the sideline, but we will see her tomorrow night. It'll be Krause in the jump ball against Whittle. Whittle, of course, pretty much a height advantage on most people, except for Tracy Beattie in this league.
That's right.
Up they go, tipped into the backcourt. Bevel-Lackwood ends up with the Caps have first use of it, and Bevel-Lackwood will dribble away to the right, being closely watched by Flanagan. We've got some bumping off the ball.
We have a problem with the clock. Frisk have had to stop the game. The clock hasn't started.
Surprise. What are we going to do? Have a jump ball or...?
Oh.
What are we going to do? Just start it from the same on the side?
It's interesting. I look at the guard lineup and I think to myself, you know, and I'm sure David has his reasons. He starts Wilson and Flanagan and has Heritage sitting on the bench. You know, it's just a personal difference, but I think Heritage is a hell of a player and I'd wonder why she's not out there, to be quite honest. But, you know, each to their own.
Well, we are started. The clock is now going. Probably a few seconds late, but anyway, Bevel-Lackwood drives to the baseline, put up a shot along the baseline, twat in for jumper. Bevel-Lackwood straight away gets it going, gets the Caps going.
Right.
And then gets called for a foul on Flanagan. So you're racking up the stats already early.
That's right, names on the sheet.
Well and truly, first foul on Bevel-Lackwood. Probably won't foul again for the rest of the game. Krause, inbound to Flanagan. Flanagan will bring it down the left wing. Bevel-Lackwood has swung her, then bumps her to the ground. Nothing called on that one. Off to Krause at the elbow. Right side, Wilson puts it on the floor, drives inside. Layup won't go. Beattie trying to keep it alive. It's off Cox, who kept it alive by getting it off Beattie out of bounds. Townsville will have the inbound pass.
Refs are into this game early.
Yep. Getting early involved. Brassard with the ball off the inbound pass. Hits a 10-foot jumper. Her first basket for the night. Now, Sharp goes down to Beattie, low post. Pass out of there to Whittle. Whittle can hit the three from out there, so they need to watch her all over the place. Sharp puts it on the floor, drives inside past Cox, who will be called for the reach and foul from behind.
Yeah, just a small lane opened up to the basket there for Eleanor Sharp. She spotted it and went hard to the basket, drew the foul.
It's another player to see you. Great that she's, probably not 100% yet, but... After the last few years she's had as well.
That's right. And, she's, you know, making great contributions to this team. She's probably not at the standard she was before she got sick, but she's certainly getting well back there. And the strength will come, I would imagine.
Yep, key member of the squad, makes it 2 free throws. Put the Caps back up 4-2. Cox gets it on the left wing. Back to Krause at the top, right side Flanagan. Flanagan looking for Brassard, low post. No, Bevel-Lackwood, showing why she's one of the greatest defensive players in this league, almost stole it from Flanagan. Wilson gets it back to Krause. Baseline jumper, 14 footer, left that one short. Bevilacqua with a defensive rebound.
I think Flanagan's really going to struggle to deal with the pressure that Bevilacqua will put her under tonight.
Sharp inside to Beattie, and Krause did great defensive work on her. And Flanagan will dribble back down the other end. Back for Wilson, driving through the lane, won't go. Beattie will tip it away. Out of bounds, and Townsville will get another opportunity. This is going to be a real contest here. Townsville really want to win this one. Cox with the inbound pass. Finds Krause underneath the basket. She let the pass outside of Flanagan. Bevilacqua facing her. Great pass to Cox for the easy layup.
Cox is a difficult matchup for the Capitals. They don't have a player with the size and agility that Cox has.
Sharpie throws it straight to Cox, who's away to the other end for an easy layup. Defense can't get back to catch her. 4 points for Cox and 6 points to four. Townsville take an early lead. Bevilacqua then coming back down the left wing. Flanagan watching her. Over towards Abrams. Wilson bumped into her. Nothing called. Sharp. To Whittle at the free throw line. Looking for Beattie underneath, and Beattie will come up with a basket.
It's working really well, Jenny Whittle and Tracy Beattie in the paint. They understand each other, and they're able to find each other on cut action, which is good to see.
Tracy Beattie was one of those players that, you know, I always thought never lived up to her height, and this season she seems to have found it.
She certainly does.
It's so great to see. Broussard goes inside. Layup won't go. Krause gets the offensive board. Back out to Flanagan. She's been harassed. Off to Broussard. Three-pointer from the top. Won't go. Cox gets another offensive board. Too many offensive boards. Early stages here for the Fire. They're determined, of course, to win this one. Cox back to Broussard. Left side Flanagan. Back for Wilson from the top. Makes a three. Kelly Wilson's first basket.
A sweet-looking shot from Wilson.
Was Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago when she was at the AIS. I remember that very well because I was sitting courtside and she walked over after the game. Craig had sent her over to me and I looked at her and I went, I'm trying to figure out why she was there. Beattie going inside scored a foul. And then I clicked and I went, ah, okay. Kelly Wilson, Rookie of the Year, and
rookie
I was right.
That's right.
Beattie with a little layup, has been fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line for the free throw.
Yeah. Going back to what you're talking about before, Mark, it's, I think with players of that size, it takes them a little bit longer to develop the coordination. So when she came into the AIS, that 3 years has really put the foundation for her, and it's taken quite a few years for it to show through. But
yep.
It's there now.
Yeah, it's been great to see Cox then on the left wing, goes down to Krause, shoots over the top of Beattie.
That's a tough shot to make over the top of Beattie. 6'5", isn't Beattie? 6'6"?
Oh, Beattie's 6'7",
is she?
7 or 9. Oh. 6'8" or 9. Yeah, Bevilacqua with a three from the left for the Caps, won't go. Wilson with a defensive rebound. The defense is torrid right now out there. Flanagan to Wilson. Broussard from the baseline. Okay. Hits an open jumper. Broussard's 4 points.
Townsville are doing a good job. Canberra's called a timeout. You know, Townsville's out by 5 points early in the game, and they really need to stop them getting any sort of run on them.
Yep, 13-8, they're leading right now, and are doing a good job. Of course, the other thing is, they played last week. The Capitals were still on the bye. It might take them a little bit longer just to get back into it. Last week, they played Perth in the first quarter of that game. I think they were pretty slow and took a quarter or so to get going. May take the Capitals a little bit of time to get going as well. We'll wait and see.
That's right. And I would imagine, too, their preparation this week would have been a little bit unsettled in that they would have been preparing for both scenarios, Jackson in the lineup and Jackson out of the lineup. So that could put a little bit of disruption into your preparation as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to know whether or not Lauren was ever going to play this game.
True.
As Carrie said, they've got the split over Townsville anyway, so the result of this match doesn't affect that if they ended up similar records. The match tomorrow night's much more important when it comes to the split with Sydney. So yeah, Lauren may never have been playing this one anyway, but I don't know if we'll ever know.
Will we? No, that's right.
Abrams will inbound in the backcourt to Bevilacqua to get play going again after the timeout. No changes on either side yet. as Bevilacqua goes to the right. Abrams comes back out for help. Fly tries to get it to Whittle underneath the basket, and it's just too long. Assad will inbound the ball for Townsville. And it's Wilson to bring it down the left wing. Finds Cox. Being watched by Abrams, who's got that job right now. Flanagan on the right. Bevilacqua, foot out. Kicks it into touch. Townsville ball on the right wing. Cox will come across to inbound the ball. As you said, the Caps don't have anyone really that size. Abrams gives up a fair bit of height.
She does.
To Rahani Cox and defending her, but she's been doing a great job all season.
Oh, Kelly Abrams is one of the best defenders in the league.
Oh. Rouse and Brassard doing a job on the offensive boards, and there Brassard comes up with the basket.
That was great work. Perseverance under the basket and just getting after it, and then, you know, just going up nice and strong against the big, tall timber of the Canberra Capitals and finishing off. It's a good effort.
Well, Kylie Gwyver comes in for Tracy Beattie. It's an interesting little change there.
Yeah, Kylie's into the game a lot earlier than we'd normally expect her, and wait and see.
Brassard with 7 points very early on here. 16-8 is the lead for Townsville. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter.
Not the start the Capitals would have wanted.
Abrams the pass inside to Whittle. She lets the pass out of there. She was double-teamed. Abrams driving in. Finds Gwyther on the left. Pass goes through Whittle's hands to Bevilacqua.
They're getting low on the shot clock here. They'll have to get two.
Gwyther's got a shot away. It was blocked by Krause anyway. And then they almost throw it away. Cox keeps it alive. Tries to drive baseline, and Sharpie will be called for a defensive foul. As Cox went driving along the baseline. So, yeah, not the start the Caps were certainly after.
Definitely not the start.
Cox inbounding underneath their basket. Finds Brassard. Back out to Wilson. Cross to Flanagan on the right. Being harassed by Bevilacqua again. Drives underneath the basket. Layup. Won't go. Krause got the offensive board, and Whittle knocked it out of bounds, out of her hands. So, yeah, Krause and Brassard really doing a good job, the offensive boards.
Doing an excellent job, and that's something that will really hurt the Capitals if they don't
do something about that.
That's exactly right.
Why they got a handle on the pass across court and knocked it out of bounds. Townsville still have it. From the right side, this time, Cox gets it into Flanagan. Off to Brassard, taking on Gwyther, puts it on the floor, drives at the basket, and, well, I thought from here she was doing a pretty good job. There must have been some contact, and on the block shot, no points.
Well,
she'll be going to the line.
Yeah, well, if that's the way they're going to call it, then they need to call it the whole game. I mean, you know, yeah, get a hand check and what have you, and body foul, but call it the whole game, don't get inconsistent with it. So we'll wait and see. Gwyther might have been brought in to match up on Brassard because Brassard's a very physical player, and Tracy Beattie just doesn't have the physical presence that a Gwyther does. So that might have been why she was brought into the game so early.
A bit more speed.
That's right.
Bevilacqua down the left side, hands off to Abrams. From the top for three, won't go. Sharp trying to keep it alive. Krause outlet pass to Wilson at half court. And finds Flanagan on the baseline. Goes inside Whittle for the easy layup.
Oh, Townsville are looking dominant in these early minutes, aren't they? They just look like they're much more of a unit. And they've obviously had that extra week that we talked about earlier. And the Capitals look quite disruptive and disjointed in what they're doing.
Yep. Whittle going inside against Krause. No contact, according to the referee. And the outlet pass to Cox. Cox pull-up jumper. Won't go. Gwyther with a defensive rebound at the other end. I don't think Jenny Whittle would agree with no foul
no
call
contact
on that one. Sharp on the right wing. Cross court finds Bevilacqua. Going for Widow underneath. Cox comes from behind to steal it.
Good read.
Gets
by
around
Rahani
the corner to Flanagan, who almost had it stolen away by Sharp. Now Flanagan drives down the other end. Left-handed layup. Flanagan comes up with the basket. 4 points for her. Another timeout called by the Capitals. And, wow, 22-8. This is not the result we were expecting early here in the game.
Absolutely not. Carrie Graff would be quite unhappy with having to use two timeouts this early in the game as well. The Capitals just don't look like they're ready to play. When you get down to it, the Townsville unit are out there, they're running hard, they're being physical out on the floor, and they're playing together as a group. Canberra just looked disjointed. I have to say, too, that, you know, the Townsville have always played a physical type of basketball game, and that's never going to change, and they're doing that, and it's disrupting what the Capitals are doing. But the Capitals should have prepared knowing that that's the way Townsville play basketball. Whether the refs call it or not,
yep,
you've got to play with it.
You know what a team's tactics are like, so yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see what Carrie's having a few words to say to them. The Townsville Fire have made their first change. It'll be Jennifer Krause who's sitting down. Annika Kerr comes in, and Annika Kerr is one of those players that just loves playing Lauren Jackson. She really likes to go at Lauren Jackson.
She'd be disappointed she's not out.
She's not out. I'm sure she would. Whenever they've been here in the past, we've certainly seen that. No change
for
the Caps. The Caps still with that lineup they went into the timeout with. They've got the ball. It's Bevilacqua will bring it across centre court. 3:38 to go here till quarter time. 22-8, Townsville leading as Sharpie gets it in the right corner. Whittle being guarded by Kerr. There's been a fair bit of contact there. Whittle, turnaround jumper. Won't go. Cox with a rebound. Broussard outlet pass to Wilson. 2-on-2. Back cross court to Flanagan as the defense gets back. Flanagan calls Broussard across, gets the pass to Kerr on the right wing. Kerr looking to take on Whittle. Whittle standing in front of him with a handout. Kerr drives underneath the basket and lost it out of bounds off a leg.
Intimidation factor comes in there, I think. Second-guess yourself.
Heritage comes in for Townsville. And it's Kelly Wilson that sat down. Nerida Cooper coming in. And Carly Grotter.
Another player good to see back on the court after some injury problems.
Had some real problems with that knee, which still got a brace on, but she can jump.
She's a great athlete.
A young kid, Bevilacqua, driving inside, is fouled by, I think it'd be Heritage. No, it'd be Flanagan. And dribbling and not with the shot, so it'll be just the second team foul against Townsville. And Abrams will inbound the ball. Gets it to Sharp on the right wing. Cox watching her. Pass into Whittle and Kerr from behind will be called for the holding foul on Whittle. She gives away a fair bit of height, but
she
likes to play it physical. And when she's taking on someone almost 7 or 8 inches taller than her, it's going to be tough.
There you go again.
Will that be the second one on her in a row?
That will be a second one on her in
a row. Pass to Whittle. She was trying to turn and take the shot.
Annika, you know, you can be physical, but you also have to be smart with it. I mean, sure, David's not happy with the fact that she's been racked up 2 fouls in the space of 2 seconds. You know, she's going to have to adjust what she's doing. If they are going to call it that way, then you need to adjust it.
Try defending Jenny Whittle from behind when you're 7 inches shorter.
Yeah, that's right. I'm 7 inches shorter than most people I ever played against, Mark. So, you know.
Maybe better to go around in front of her or something.
Yeah.
Whittle makes them both for free throws.
You would be thinking that in terms of team instructions that they would be looking to front all posts and rely on some weak side help, but they haven't actually been doing that out there, so see what happens.
Indeed, Heritage brings it down the left wing. Gets it to Broussard. Right side finds Kerr. Looking for Cox underneath. A nice little bar. No, won't go for it. Whittle comes back, gets the defensive rebound. Cox missed the easy one. And now Bevilacqua drives it back down the right. Whittle at the top. Sharp left wing. Back to Abrams driving in. Heritage will be called for the reach-in foul.
Are they going to put her on the line?
Will they?
It could be 1,000 points coming up here for Kelly Abrams.
Wait and see the signal. Shooting two.
Shooting two?
Yeah, well, they're in the penalty. They're in the penalty.
They're
in the penalty.
She's going to the line.
We've got timeout called by Townsville. Kelly Abrams will be coming back for what might be the 1,000. We'll wait and see. She's got to get them both, of course.
That's right. She's a reasonable percentage from the foul line. So, wait and see. It's in this sort of game, I mean, Carrie would be getting quite nervous. They're 10 down by 12 points now to Transact Capitals, and you can't afford to be going any further into the game without starting to dig into that kind of deficit. You know, one thing that, you know, she doesn't have sitting on her bench now is a Kelly Hannett, who's gone over to Europe to do her travelling and what have you. And she's the sort of player you can use in these situations. She's a bit rangy. She's quick up and down the floor. She's a nice shooter, and she can do a defensive job when you need her to. So she's a nice, handy player to have coming off your bench. And unfortunately, Carrie hasn't got her to throw out there tonight. So she needs someone else to come in and really spark for the Capitals.
Townsville's still got Kerberos, Flanagan Heritage and Cox as the caps. I don't think they've, well, I think they're about to make another change. In fact, Angela Marino is coming in. She'll be out there with Bevilacqua, Cooper, Abrams and Whittle. And a very different season for Angela Marino this year. So, Abrams at the line, 998 and 998. Misses the first.
Pressure was too much.
Misses them both. She wants it with a shot.
That's unlike her.
Yeah. So it is Flanagan will bring it back into the front court. Finds Kerr on the left wing. Cox sets up in front of her. Pass to Flanagan at the back post. Cutting at the basket. Misses an easy layup. Cox couldn't handle it. Gets an outlet pass to Marino down the left wing. And the Caps were a little bit lucky there. Whittle to Abrams on the right. Trying to force a pass inside. Cox comes up with a steal. Bevilacqua almost gets it back. And Flanagan will bring it across centre court for the Fire. The Caps just threw that one away.
Well, they can't afford to do that.
Bevilacqua with a steal at half court. Off to Cooper. She's got Marino on the left for the layup. Won't go. Would Cooper touched it to Abrams. Out of bounds by Cox, I think. And the Caps will have the ball underneath, and that should have been 2 points for the Capitals. King and Wilson are in for the Flyers. Kerr and Flanagan sit down. Abrams will inbound the pass. Gets it to Whittle from the right. Basket straight away. Jenny Whittle.
What a nice shot from Ryan Jenny Whittle. People often think of her as the back to the, inside the paint, but she can really knock him down from outside if you give her a bit of room.
Cox finds Heritage on the left, Marino reaching foul. That's five team fouls against the Capitals as well. Both teams in the penalty. Krause will come back in for Townsville.
It's unfortunate. It's fortunate for the Capitals that there's only a minute and a half to go in this quarter when they've gone into the bonus situation, because that could really have hurt them had that happened any earlier. They're already 10 points down, and you know, giving people easy shots at it from the line is not what you want to be doing in that situation.
So Heritage misses the free throw. Somebody
bails them out.
Somebody put the plastic over the basket. There's the second. Heritage makes the first point for the night. So it's 23-12, minute 23 to go. Bevilacqua gets the call from Coach Carrie Graff on the sideline. Brings it down. Cooper. Inside to Whittle, turn around in the paint, finds Bevilacqua, outside to Marino for three from the right, and it's all net. Marino with three, her first points in the basket for the night, 23-15. Cox and Wilson in the backcourt, bring it across centre court. King to Cox, cross to Heritage, puts it on the floor, looking to go inside, had knocked loose, and then throws it into the backcourt. It'll be Capitals ball.
Put that down to another steal.
Bevilacqua, yeah. It won't actually go down as a steal, but it was a forced turnover that she caused.
Yeah, great pressure and just...
It's funny, some players, they do a lot of things that just don't go on stat sheets.
That's exactly right, and she's a classic example of that.
Marino gets on the left wing, goes around the screen, driving inside. Nice little layup to Whittle for the basket. Capitals finishing well. They would have liked 36 seconds to go to quarter time, 23-17. Townsville still lead by six, but it was 14 not long ago.
Exactly.
Heritage for three from the top. Won't go. Bevilacqua defensive rebound. Three on three. Four is Bevilacqua on the right side. Marino left back to Abrams. Still hasn't got that 1,000 yet. 15 seconds to go. Cooper at the high post. Looking for Whittle inside, can't get it to her. Marino from the left. She'll drive towards the baseline, try to pass it off. Gets it back out to Abrams. 3 seconds to go. Pass down to Cooper, who's fouled in the act of shooting. Heritage will be called for the foul. Nice patience to work it around.
Good patience from the Capitals that time. They got good ball reversal and good inside-outside penetration against it. Kelly Abrams very unselfish then. She could have taken that short-range jump shot, but found Cooper under the basket open and dished it off. Now she just needs to make them.
Oh. It's the front, the back. It drops. Cooper's got one. There's only 1.4 seconds on the clock. I don't think Townsville will get off a shot. She makes them both. Townsville, one last chance. Wilson won't get it away. Won't even try. I don't think she even knew. Didn't have an idea. Looks up at the clock going, what? That's quarter time. It's a four-point lead for Townsville. It was 14 not that long ago. So a great finish there for the Capitals to the quarter to get that gap back. It was 22-8.
That's right. Yeah, 14-point deficit. That's a good achievement by the Capitals. They came out and credit to them. Marino came out and gave them a bit of a spark. They changed their lineup a little bit. And, you know, Kali Bevilacqua just lifted her game, didn't she? I mean, she might not have been scoring the points, but pressure at the defensive end, up some...
Her defensive work is absolutely tremendous. She's just one of the greatest defensive players this league has ever seen. And,
absolutely.
You know, she's been around for a long, long time, and it's good to see she's still doing it.
That's right, yeah. It's great to see her back in Australia playing. For a long period of time, we didn't see her in the country. She was overseas playing, and it was a great loss. And she's just fantastic. And not only is she a great ambassador for the game on the floor, she is fantastic off the floor as well. So it's good to have her back in the country.
Indeed, as we've just been handed the stats a quarter time, and well, turnovers were 4-3, so nothing really there. Rebounding Townsville, big stat there, 14-6.
That's right, and of their 14 boards, 6 have been offensive boards. That was early in the quarter where they really
were controlling, and yeah, 14-6. I can't believe the Caps only got 6 for the whole quarter. That's an amazing stat, but yeah, we'll wait and see how it works out. Shooting wise, pretty even. Well, it ended up being pretty even on the scoreboard at quarter time, 23-19. As we'll be ready to start the second quarter, and the Caps with the momentum right now. So I don't think Dave Herbert would have been very happy at quarter time.
No, he probably wouldn't have been. And I don't think, though, that really Townsville went away from doing what was working for them. I think it was more a case of the Capitals change that they were doing, which made a bit of a difference.
Indeed it was. So Townsville are out there. They're ready to get started. Just about copped a water bottle in the head. Flying over here. And the Capitals are back out now. Bevilacqua, Marino, Whittle, Abrams and Cooper, so they stayed with it. King, Cox, Krause, Wilson and Andrea Walsh is in for the first time for Townsville. She's an ex-Boleyn player, I think,
right.
Wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Out of Melbourne. King with the first shot for the quarter. Won't go. Cox with it out of bounds. As Shane Krause was certainly in there, just crashing the offensive boards as we saw in that first quarter. Abrams brings it back across centre court. Down the left wing, it's Marino looking for Whittle in front of her. Gets it to a Krause. Flip back to Marino, around the corner. Somehow gets it to Abrams. Along the baseline, that's 1,000 points for Kelly Abrams.
1,000 points in the WNBL. She's up there. She's been a great player for many years. That's good to see her achieve that.
In her 150th game as well.
That's right.
So nice touch. Another almost steal from Bevilacqua. Knocks it out of bounds off Walsh this time, being harassed by Bevilacqua. So 1,000 for Kelly Abrams. Nice little touch. Ball inside to Cox. Cox takes it at the basket. Cox gives Kelly Abrams a bump on the jaw. She made that basket. And then comes up with a defensive steal. Wilson drives back at the other end. Shot won't go. Cooper coming in, knocks it loose out of bounds.
Ronnie just down in, she's got such good balance and poise down in the paint when she feels where the defense is and makes great moves. It's very hard to defend there.
Poor pass from Walsh. Whittle was easily able to knock away and get down Abrams to Bevilacqua on the left wing. Back to Whittle, right side Marino. Dummies the three and goes inside Wilson. Walsh will be called for the foul. First team foul for the quarter against Townsville. First overall foul. Kelly Abrams will inbound the ball from the right wing. Sharpie will come back in. Kelly Abrams with those 1,000 points will sit down. She took quite a bump to the jaw there. She looked a little bit dazed for a few seconds, so it might be a good choice to get her off for a second or two. Bevilacqua gets the inbound pass back to Sharp. looking for Marino, goes back to Bevilacqua, towards Cooper, hands by Cox, knocks it out of bounds. Caps ball under their offensive basket. Sharp with the ball. Finds Marino, puts it on the floor, drives the side, little 12-foot jumper, won't go. Cooper with the offensive board. Out the pass to Bevilacqua into Whittle. Whittle cross court to Sharp, finds Cooper. Cross the paint, hook shot, won't go. Crouch with the defensive rebound for Townsville. Some opportunities there for the Caps, and they just didn't finish it off. King on the right side, Walsh in front of her, goes back to Cox on the left, puts it on the floor, driving inside. Shot won't go. Cooper tips it away, but Cox ends up with it. King with a three from the right is good. First points from Lauren King.
Lauren King will make those all night if you give her that much space. So she's got a nice touch from the perimeter.
Nice stroke indeed. Pass inside to Cooper. Back off to Sharp, who's looking to cut inside. Kraus ends up with the scraps. Off to Wilson. Pass to King. Shot won't go. Ball will be lost out of bounds. No, Wilson. Yes, loses it to Marino at half court, but it's a 1-on-3, so she's going to wait for some help. Back to Whittle. Whittle. Back to Bevilacqua. Not really a lineup I would have expected to see from the Capitals. But Cooper has the ball, looking for Whittle on the baseline. Back out to Marino. Three from the right. Won't go. Sharp with the offensive board. Evening up some of those offensive board stats.
It's an interesting lineup, and I wouldn't think that she'll persevere too long with it.
Whittle with a baseline jumper, can't get it to drop. Cox dribbles across centre court, goes through a couple of players and lays it up, but misses the layup.
Fortunate.
Oh, she will not be happy about that.
Absolutely not.
Oh, nice easy layup. As Burton Marino dribbles off to the right side, hands off to Bevilacqua coming back left. Whittle at the top, gets it back to Bevilacqua, goes around a screen, backs in, down towards the basket. Gets it out to Sharp. Three-pointer from the left from Sharp. He won't go. Cooper comes in and grabs the offensive board. Was out of bounds when she touched it. No foul. Bodies all over the floor. There was no fouls. Abrams and Beattie back in. Cooper and Bevilacqua are going to sit down.
Wow. Probably so, having a very short rest, I would imagine. She won't sit for very long.
No, indeed she won't. 28-21 then is the score. 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. Cox sitting down and Brassard back in for Townsville as well. As the Capitals going to try to go with some full court pressure here. But Wilson got away very easily to get the inbound pass and then dribbles it down the left side. Back, comes back to King. Dribbles towards the left, gives it to Kraus. Cross court to Wilson on the right. Goes around a couple of screens and puts up a bar shot that won't go. Whittle tips it loose to Sharp. Has it knocked away by Brassard out of bounds. Brassard doesn't agree with the referee's decision, but the Caps will have it in the backcourt.
Well, it may have come off of a Caps hand out of bounds, but she was probably lucky to get away with one or two fouls in that situation.
There was a bit of physical stuff going on there that wasn't getting called either. So.
There's a bit of history between these two teams as well.
There is, there is. Abrams then with the ball, puts it on the floor, driving inside, pull up from 10 foot, nice basket. That's 1,002.
1,002.
Kelly Abrams, 4 points tonight so far. Brassard gets it, driving in under Beattie. Lays it up and gets it in, Brassard.
Did a good job of getting Beattie off balance and being able to get the shot off the
pin. Yeah, I thought she'd gone a bit too far under the basket. Beattie, bumped away into a travel, says the referee, but the bumping had nothing to do with the travel, apparently. And she was trying to pass off, but Kerry Graff certainly agrees with us.
Yeah, I think Tracy might struggle tonight with Brassard matched up against her because she's a very physical player, so might create some problems for us.
Flanagan off the King on the right, dribbles back left, Sharpie watching her. Comes back to Brassard on the right. Your take on Beattie, pass to Kraus, who had to control it, now comes back along the baseline, reverse layup won't go, tips it out to Flanagan, who goes in the paint. Her little shot won't go. Abrams, outlet pass to Marino, Sharp on the right wing, but she'll wait and set up the play. Back to Whittle, Sharp, three from the right, just a little bit short. Kraus with the defensive rebound, gets it off to Wilson to bring back into the front court. Drives away to the right, gets a little bit free and left that shot very short. Marina gets a quick pass from Beattie. She's away down the other end. She'll take on Wilson, who bumps her, and that'll be a foul on Wilson that'll put Marina at the line.
Bevilacqua
about to come back in, but I think she's probably going to be replacing Marino.
I would imagine so.
It's Abrams.
Abrams is actually going to have a minute or two off again.
Yeah, maybe she's still feeling the after effects. Marino at the line then makes the first free throw. 30 to 24. 25. Marino with 5 points. As Wilson will bring it back for Townsville, who are having trouble getting baskets. Flanagan. Back to Krause. Left side is Heritage. To Wilson at the top. Bevilacqua, another steal. That's got to be a foul on Wilson before Bevilacqua could chuck that one down court to someone streaking away.
She must have almost half a dozen steals at this point. It's probably not on the stat sheet, but, you know.
If you counted the ones that she's just forced loose, etc., she would.
Absolutely.
Wyther is back in for Whittle. As the Capitals have it in the backcourt. Bevilacqua brings it down to Gwyther on the left. With the Beattie in front of her. Gets it to her. Turn around against Krause. Won't put up a shot. Has it stolen away by Heritage coming around from the blind side. And Heritage dribbles it down into the front court into the corner. And Bevilacqua just corralled her. Wilson inside to Krause, to Broussard. Takes on Beattie. Basket counts. She'll go to the line. Broussard, 13 points.
She's doing a very good job for them, both at the offensive end of the floor and at the defensive end of the floor. She's, taking it at the two bigs and creating problems for us.
Yeah, because she gives up a fair bit of height even to them as well. Makes a three-point play, 14 for Broussard. It's a 8-point lead again, 33-25 with 4 minutes till halftime. Bevilacqua on the right. Pass inside. Well, there's no one there. Something went astray there, and Wilson dribbles it straight down, back down court. Flanagan on the left, looking to drive baseline. Pass off to Krause, who was alone under the basket for easy layup.
Yeah, so the Capitals, you look at the lineup that's on the floor, they wouldn't be used to playing with each other, for one thing. So those kind of breakdowns are going to happen. I'm not sure how long this group will stay together out here.
Whittle looks like she's getting ready to come back in. Marino has it on the right wing. Looking for Sharp, finds her. Sharpie goes to Bevilacqua in the right corner. Flanagan watching her. She'll get called for the foul as Bevilacqua took her on. 3:20 to go. Fourth team foul against them. Whittle and Abrams are back in. Marino, Beattie sitting down. Cox is back in for Krause for Townsville. And the Caps have the ball under their offensive basket. Abrams will inbound it. 3:20 to go till halftime. Inbound pass, finds Sharp, quickly off to Whittle. Turnaround jumper from Whittle, runs around the rim and drops off. Broussard with a defensive rebound. Heritage drives across centre court, hands off to Wilson on the right wing, back to Broussard. Left wing is Flanagan, looking for Cox. Throws it straight to Bevilacqua. That's a definite steal. And then steps in. Oh, you are kidding me.
Oh, dear.
You are kidding me.
Oh, dear.
Bevilacqua doesn't believe it. The crowd doesn't believe it. There's one referee up there that does, though. He's called Bevilacqua for the charge.
He's not having a good night tonight. I'd like to see his stat sheet, I think, Mark.
Well, that's just a plain stuff up.
Yeah, no, that's a bad
call. So Townsville get it on the right wing at half court. Heritage gives it to Broussard. Down to Cox. Cox driving at the basket, gets the layup and is fouled by Eleanor Sharp.
Capitals should be very nervous about this last 3 minutes. They're down by 12 now, potentially 13 off this. They really don't want to be going into halftime in double-figure deficit. They really want to get this back down to a single-figure deficit before the half.
Yeah, well, it's 37-25 right now. So, misses the three-point play. It stays 37-25. Abrams brings it back, 2:49 to go. The Caps did have a great run at the end of the first quarter to get it back down to just 4 points. We'll see if they can do that again. Bevilacqua has it on the right wing. Gwyther gets it at centre court. Tried to pass it inside. Cox got a hand in there, knocked it loose. Wilson picked it up. Heritage back to Wilson, and she'll bring it across centre court. Got Bassard on the left wing. Flanagan comes across and gets it at centre court. Cox goes inside as Bassard puts up a three that won't go. Ball on the ground. Whittle ends up with it, luckily for the Cats. Bevilacqua down the left wing to Sharp. Back to Whittle from the top for three. Left it short. Off the front of the rim, Heritage for the defensive rebound for Townsville. 37-25, 2 minutes to go. Flanagan on the centre court. Goes to Heritage on the left wing. She'll take on Gwyvett to the baseline. Has the pass back out. Bassard to Flanagan. Driving inside, finds Cox out on the right wing. Goes around, looks to go around a screen, trips up. Wilson has somehow comes up with the scraps. Gets called for a travel as the 24-second violation clock was about to go off anyway. And a good defense there from the Capitals. And I think it was the defense that really ignited that run at the end of the first quarter.
That's
so
right.
They can get back into that quickly. It's took a time to make a bit of a dent in this lead. 37-25, Townsville still leading a minute 40 till half time. Abrams has it. It's thumbs up. I don't know if it was left thumb up that's different, but Abrams goes inside. Can't get the shot to go. Gwyder with the offensive board. Back out to Sharp. Finds Abrams left wing. She'll drive inside. Takes it out of the basket. Scores. And proud in the act of shooting.
Good strong drive for Kelly Abrams. Good for the bucket. You know, to go. She made virtually the same move the play before. Hadn't made the shot. And she kept going at it again. So it's good to see.
Kelly Wilson sits down with her third foul. Lauren King comes in to replace her as Abrams will go to the line for the free throw. Missed the first two. But makes this one. So Kelly was 7 points at halftime. That's 1,005 in her career, in her 150th game. Coxon in the front court then. Heritage left wing, minute 12 to go. Back for Flanagan. Looks for Cox, low post. Turn around against Abrams, and Abrams will be called for a shooting foul. Shot didn't go in. 37-28. Consistency is probably the thing that's lacking in some of the calls. Abrams... Cox in at the free throw line. First one. Looked like it was going to drop in, but it dropped back out. Minute 7 for the Capitals to continue this revival here. Cox, though, makes it. She's got 7 points for the court for the half. Bevilacqua brings it back into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Gwyder steps out on the left and gets the pass. Looking to pass it inside. Goes back to Bevilacqua. Steps outside the three-point deliberately. Hasn't put up a shot, though. Whittle, the pass inside towards Gwyder. But Flanagan, nice little reach in and steal. And Townsville have an opportunity. Flanagan looking to drive baseline. Throws it straight to Abrams. Abrams, pass off to Sharp. Two on two. Gets tripped up by Cox with just a little bit of a touch of the leg as she was running alongside her. Sharp, he was going a little bit off balance there. And Cox, his third foul on Cox as well.
Well, that's a worry.
Yeah.
Annika, a worry.
Yeah, Annika Kerr comes in for the last 35 seconds. It's 38-28, Sharp at the line for a couple of free throws. Sharp, he makes the first. It's back under 10. It's
back
down to 8.
10.
34 seconds to go. Flanagan down the left wing to King.
Capitals really want to stop on this play.
Yep, and then one last shot. Abrams defending Heritage. You put it on the floor, go to the baseline. Pull up jumper from 18 foot. Won't go. Ball will go out of bounds. Caps will have it. 19 seconds to come up with one last basket. Bevilacqua will set it up. She gets inbound pass from Sharp. Slowly crawl across centre court. 13 seconds. Down to 10 seconds. Sharp, Abrams came out from the left. Whittle sets up a screen for Bevilacqua. Drives inside. Gwyder back for Whittle. And will be Whittle going to the line for a couple of free throws. Foul called on number 12. Brassard. Yes, Brassard is out there. I couldn't see it. So Whittle will go to the line. 2.8 seconds to go for the two free throws. Jenny Whittle, 6 points.
Jenny makes these two. That'll put him at 6 points at the halftime break, which is exactly where they want to be. It's a position to be in.
It's she makes that one. Dave Herbert would be really annoyed. They had a 14-point lead. It was down to four quarter time. She makes them both. And they've done the same thing here again. Long pass to King, the turnaround. Hits the three at the buzzer. Well, Lauren King with her second three of the game comes up with a big play for Townsville to make the lead 41-32. So, got him out of jail a little bit there.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, he would have to be annoyed, you know, twice there, the first quarter and the second quarter. They had big leads. And the Capitals turned it, closed it back down. So, yeah, he'll be a little bit annoyed at halftime. So there we go, halftime. It's the Transact Capitals trailing here at the AIS Arena. Townsville, 41. The Capitals, 32. So a 9-point lead for Townsville at halftime, 41-32. Just looking quick look at the stats leaders. Claudia Brassard, leading scorer with 14 for Townsville. Rohani Cox with 9. Lauren King with 6. While for the Capitals, nobody's in double figures yet. Jenny Whittle with 8. Kelly Abrams with 7. Marino with 5. Sharp with 4. And Beattie with 4 as well. Just having a look at some of the stats. Of course, the rebounding stat was something we were concerned about at quarter time. It's evened up a little bit in the second quarter, though.
It has. It's evened up a little bit. We've certainly had a reduction in the number of offensive rebounds that Townsville has got in that quarter, so that's a good sign for the Capitals. But, so the other thing there is the turnovers. The Capitals have got 12 turnovers.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's that many, and they've given 4 of them against Tully Bevilacqua?
Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
statistics.
Yeah. And they've only got it down for 3 steals as well. Rohani Cox is down for 5. But there we go. Well, the Capitals are still coming out of the sheds. We're about to start the second half as the Caps get the inbound pass. Marino and Peter Buckle just coming out of the sheds. Abrams on the left wing heads back to Bevilacqua. Caps have first use here in the third quarter. As Abrams gets it behind a screen from Whittle. Now goes back in towards Whittle, and there was a fair bit of contact there on Whittle. Krause, I think, will end up being called for the foul. Whittle will have, it'll just be ball underneath the offensive basket for the Capitals, though.
It's been a long time since the Caps have had this lineup on the floor. I don't think they, since the start of the game, basically, they haven't gotten this lineup again.
Sharp with a basket off the inbound pass, and yeah, it was pretty early on when they took Beattie out. I think it was the first, and never got back to it.
Yep.
So Sharpie comes up with the first basket to start the third quarter.
And there we go.
Great defense from Bevilacqua. And as she was tumbling out of court, she got it back inside to Sharpie, who was stepping across half court. It's a little bit strange call, that back court, when she actually lands in the front court with the ball. But that's the way they call it. Krause with the ball for Townsville. Off to Wilson. Drives the baseline and lays it in. Nice basket from Kelly Wilson.
Penetration by Kelly.
Sharp back at the other end. Comes back to Whittle. Right side to Bevilacqua. Flanagan watching her. Abrams are from the top of the circle. White go. Defensive rebound from Brassard. Gives it off to Flanagan, down the left side to Wilson, back to Flanagan, pass inside towards Krause, manages to pick it up, gets the pass out to Cox. Cox from the right wing, hits a nice jumper.
There's not much you can do about that kind of move. She's pulled up nice and sharp, she's in the air, and the shot's off very quickly.
She has got 3 fouls, which would be of concern, as Caps go straight into Beattie. Puts it on the ground, though, and Caps and Townsville end up with it. It's Flanagan with a steal. She drives straight down the centre of the lane. Lap won't go. Krause will be called for the foul before she got the shot off, pushing Sharpie to the ground as she was going for the rebound. 2 quick fouls on Jen Krause, but that's all she's had for the game so far. Caps will inbound the ball from the right wing.
Capitals need to come down and get another score here. They're down by 11.
It's 11, yeah, 45-34.
They really need to get a score here and get a stop at the other end of the floor.
Yep, offensively it's just not been good. Beattie and Wilson were fighting for the ball, and Beatty swung around. The ball went out of bounds off Beatty, says the referee. Maybe it was a jump ball. I don't know. Wilson down the left wing for Cox. Back to Wilson. Krauss out at centre court. Flanagan on the right wing. Goes into Cox low post. Turnaround jumper won't go. Good block in there from somebody.
Might have been
Kelly, yeah. And Beverly Ackwood brings it back down the right wing for the Caps. They got the defensive stop. Now they need to come up with the basket. Sharpie on the right wing. Down to Whittle low post. Brassard watching her. Turn around. Brassard forces a travel out of Whittle. No contact at all. I didn't see any.
No, well, I guess, you know, they haven't called anything for the night, so you wouldn't expect they're going to change the way they blow it. So I think the girls are just going to have to adjust to it, to be quite honest, and get on and play the game.
Yep, Wilson has it almost stolen away from him, manages to save it, gets it off to Brassard. Puts it on the floor, drives inside, charge call on Brassard. Beverly Ackworth certainly was in position.
She was there for a year, wasn't she?
Went down under a heap of bodies. Marino's coming in for Abrams. As we've got 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. The floor getting a bit of a wipe after a few bodies went down there. Bevilac was up and available to bring the ball into the front court. Comes down the right wing, finds Sharp. Whittle comes across, gets a few knocks on the way. Turn around, gets the pass down to Beattie. Beattie picks it up and puts it in. Six for Tracy. 45-36. Pass inside to Krauss. Nice work from Krauss to score that one.
Very tough.
Going out of bounds underneath the basket. Good control to get that back. Whittle to Marino. Going for the three up. Drive inside. Call for a travel before she got the shot off. Didn't go anyway. Not sure if she actually traveled, but Towns will get the ball back. It's Chris Flanagan to bring it down the left wing. 6:42 to go till three-quarter time. Still 11 points the lead for Townsville. Cox comes around the screen, goes around another screen, drives at the basket and lays it in. 13 for Rohani Cox.
It's hard to stop once he gets a bit of momentum going. Very difficult to stop.
Her speed was quite electrifying there, the way she moved around there. Bevilacqua with the ball. Back to Sharp. Sharpie for three. Won't go. Whittle gets the offensive board. Has to pass out of there to Marino. Three from the left is good. Marino 8 for the game, and it's 49-39, the lead back to 10. Need a few more.
Capitals have got to get a stop at the defensive end of the floor.
Wilson for three won't go. They sort of got a stop there, but it wasn't really a stop. It was just a missed shot. Bevilacqua back for Whittle. Left side finds Marino. Beatty sets up under the basket. Sharps from the top for three. Oh, in and out. Flanagan with a defensive rebound. Brassard just won't let go of Beatty. Nothing being called. As at the other end, Wilson drives inside for a basket and is found in the act of shooting.
There's a bit of feeling out there tonight, I think, Mark.
I think there is, yep. Well, I think Townsville's only ever won once against Canberra. That was back in that great 2003 season, was it, where we had that great semi-final down at Tuggeranong, where Lauren just totally destroyed them in the second half after it looked like they were going to pinch it at half time. But yeah, we thought it was going to be a really, really tough relationship, and it was from there. But anyway, Bevilacqua drives to the right as comes back. Cooper, the pass aside to Whittle, finds her, shoots along the baseline, fouled in the act of shooting. Whittle will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Krauss for the third foul. Abrams comes back in.
That's not what Dave Herbert would be wanting to see. Three fouls on both.
He's got at least three of them.
Yeah.
At least three of them. Well, four. Four, in fact, Brassard, Wilson, Cox and Krauss. So, yeah. Whittle at the free throw line makes the first. 9th point for the game. 5:21 to go till three-quarter time. makes them both. So it's 51-41 again. It's having trouble getting it back down under that 10, aren't they?
Yeah, sort of hung around that mark for quite a while now.
Cox gets it on the right wing. Into Brassard and Cooper. It's called for pushing foul from behind. Kerr comes in for Kraus.
Must be really difficult for the girls to play in this game because you've got two refs blowing different games, essentially. It's very tough.
A little bit confusing to know, yeah. Well, Kerr is in. Gets it out to Flanagan. Flanagan drives left. Gets inside. Back out to Brassard for three. Left that one short. Sharp gets the long rebound. She'll give it to Abrams to bring into the front court. Bevilacqua is sitting down. Marino, the pass into Cooper. Oh, could have gone at the basket. Goes back to Whittle for three. Ran around the rim twice and wouldn't drop for her. Nerida could have gone at the basket.
She certainly could have, but, I guess not getting a lot of minutes normally and that sort of thing, you sort of lose a little bit of touch and feel for the game. So.
Yeah. Flanagan on the right wing then for the Fire. Dribbles round, goes back to Heritage, still drive baseline and Sharpie coming across, just knocks her out of bounds. Foul on Sharpie, that will be her second. So it'll be Townsville with the ball, that's the third team foul for the Caps for the quarter. So it's not a shooting foul.
You'd be thinking that Tully's been out for a couple of minutes again, that they might be...
She'll be back very, very shortly, yeah. Just quick breaks, obviously. Flanagan drives inside, round the corner, finds Kerr. Abrams' hand on the ball knocks it out of bounds, but the Fire will have it on the right wing. Up by 10, 4:13 to go here in the third quarter. Inbound ball, finds Flanagan. It's away from Marino, dribbles way to the left, then comes back to through the centre. Off to Kerr for an 18-foot jumper, and Kerr comes up with her first basket of the night. And that's probably about it for her. She's not really up there for a scoring. She's there for a defense. Cooper into Whittle. Turnaround jumper. Won't go. Cox with a defensive rebound. And Cox dribbles, looking to go straight through. Fancy little pass over the back to Heritage, who was out of bounds when she got the ball. So Caps will get it back off a turnover. Harry Graff asking, isn't there contact on the arms on some of these shots?
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't be on the ball when Jenny Whittle's holding it up there.
No.
Abrams then drives towards the right wing. Sharpie went away in front of her. Can't get it to her. Comes back to Whittle. Pass down to Cooper underneath the basket. Oh. And 3 seconds violation call. Kraus will come in for Brassard. King for Wilson.
That's the first call they've made. 3 second violation for this game. And
took her 23 and a half minutes.
23 and a half minutes, and she was in there no longer than anyone else has been for the rest of the game.
Minutes, yeah.
You know, it's
27 minutes, I should say.
Yes.
Pass down to Cox underneath the basket. Whittle had her hands up in the air. Cox got it back, though, and stuck it in. 15
for her. Experience pays off.
Yeah. Good hustle from Cox to get that one. So the lead is back to 14, 55-41. The Capitals can't score right now as Abrams looks to set up a play. Cooper with a screen, drives around it, goes baseline. Defensive block from Kraus, I think, got a hand in there. And the Fire have got it back across center court. King on the right wing, 2:48 to go. Throw from Kerr is just stolen away by Marino, teammates in the New Zealand team. Marino drives down the center of the lane and hooks one up and in.
It's not pretty out there at the moment.
No. Not at all. Townsville will be delighted they're in front and they might get the win here, but it ain't been pretty, but I don't think they'll care about that at the end of the night. Kraus passes out to Wilson. Three-pointer from the top won't go. Yes, it does. Somehow it went. From Wilson.
14 points, Townsville are leading the Capitals. That's great to Harry Graff. He's about 2 minutes to go in this quarter.
Yeah. 57-43. They get it down to that 10-point margin and just can't make inroads. And got to credit Townsville with sticking with it and absolutely keeping that advantage. So.
Right, I think Townsville's really just got to, again, we talked about half time, that one being single-digit deficit at the half. So now they were 14 down. They really need to, in the next 2 minutes, try and just make some inroads into that. Hope for coming into the last quarter that they can get some momentum going and take it as some of the players that Towns have in foul trouble to try and counteract that. Not looking good though.
No. No, it's not, because they keep doing this, and it's harder to come from behind.
It certainly is.
And it's got to be taking it out. The Capitals have been doing it all night, just coming from behind. And, well, we'll wait and see. Lawrence not suddenly running away to get a uniform on.
Too late. They should have put her on the sheet.
Well, I think she was on the... Was she on the sheet?
No, she was crossed off the sheet.
She was even off the sheet. So. Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see. There's the fire out there waiting. They're happy. 57-43. As Cooper, Marino, Whittle, Bevilacqua and Abrams come back out for the Capitals, they've got Kraus, Kerr, Cox, King and Wilson for the Fire, as Bevilacqua brings it across centre court. Down the middle she comes, right side's Abrams. Comes around a screen, drives into the basket, nice pass to Whittle. Whittle shoots, Kraus, fourth foul.
Nice simple screen and role play there.
Something you practice and do a million times in practice. Nice to see it work out there. Kraus will go out with her fourth foul. Brassard comes back in for her. They've interchanged very well and done very well when they've been out there together anyway. So Whittle at the free throw line makes the one to make the three-point play. 13th point for Whittle. 57-46. Now they need a defensive stop. 2 minutes to go till three-quarter time. Cox on the right wing. Goes into Brassard. Brassard at high post. Buddha watching her. Off to Kerr. Kerr's little shot's good from out front. Bevilacqua quickly down the right wing. Cooper in front of her. Drives around her for the layup. Won't go, but there'll be a defensive foul call on Lauren King, is it? Yep, number six. So Bevilacqua will be going to the line for a couple of free throws. Guyver comes back in for the Capitals. And Cooper sits down. Nice screen set there from Cooper to allow Tully to drive in.
That's right. Tully's looking a little bit stingy. Seems to be, she's okay now. Got up a little stingily off the floor.
Yeah, then, so. Well, she did get hit pretty hard, went down. Makes the free throw. Tully might be starting to gear up to take control of this. Make them both. Fourth point. 59-48. It's back to 11. As King gets it on the left wing. Back to Brassard. Right side to Cox. Looking for Kerr. Low post. Guyver watching her. Dribbles it out to the corner. Can't find someone to pass it to. Now finally gets it to King on the baseline. Marino almost knocked it loose. Wilson puts up a shot. Won't go. Guyver. Out of the pass to Marino. She's got off to the races. Brassard trips over behind her. Marino lays it in and scores. 12th point for Marino. 59-50. Minute to go.
It's been a good run by the Capitals again.
Again. But it'd be nice to see them do it a lot earlier.
Right.
Brassard puts it on the forward. Four drives down to the baseline. Kerr sticks up a tough shot. Whittle with a defensive rebound. Another defensive stop. Good. 51 seconds to go. Bevilacqua to Abrams on the left wing. Back for Whittle. Capitals need another good basket. Marino right wing. Back to Bevilacqua. Three from the top from her is just a little short. Guyver can't keep it alive for the Capitals. Brassard was just too strong. Wilson will bring it back across centre court. 30 seconds to go. 59-50, Townsville leading as she goes away. Marino goes to the ground. Don't know how that wasn't called travel.
Yes, there's definitely Kelly, some inconsistency.
Kelly Wilson comes up with the basket anyway. Makes it 11 again. Caps looking for one last shot. We're inside the last 10 seconds. Bevilacqua with it. Goes around. Doesn't go around the screen. Goes straight past it.
Yeah.
And then throws away a bad pass to Lauren King. He loses control of it before she can get a shot up, but that was not the end that the Capitals wanted. And Tully kicks the stanchion at the end of the court. Not happy. There's bottles flying around out here right now, so we'll keep the head down.
Very uncharacteristic turn over from Charlie Bevilacqua at the end of this.
Yeah. There was, but at three-quarter time, it's 11 points to lead. Townsville 61 leading the Transact Capitals 50. Well, we're 10 minutes away from either a Townsville victory or a Capitals miracle. Or maybe some overtime, but the Capitals just have been struggling to come from behind all night, and Townsville have controlled it. They will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Michelle, the Capitals got to start their run earlier.
They certainly did. They're going to come right out at the start of the game and start to dig into this deficit. You know, Townsville have absolutely nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose. They're not surprised at Townsville. You know, they knock off a Canberra and they go out at the end of the season saying, well, we knocked off Canberra. Canberra really want to be getting wins on the board so they can secure that second spot.
Well, first, they want to get in the first spot, really.
Oh, yeah.
Clock problems yet again. So, the coaches get another opportunity to say a few things. But, yeah, for Townsville, it keeps their season alive.
Yep.
Keeps them still in the hunt. Sydney Uni, of course, won earlier tonight, so they're 9-8. Townsville will go to 9-9 if they win here.
Right.
So keeps them alive. Adelaide are down in Melbourne playing Bulleen and Dandenong this weekend, and if they would lose those two, which is quite possible, bang, that ladder changes.
Yep. Exactly.
That ladder changes. Okay, the clock's working. Rosado inbounded to Flanagan. Cox on the left wing gets the ball, and the Fire have first use of it. Rosado to Wilson, down to Kerr. Kerr taking on Whittle. Ha, won't work. Harley says, get that out of here. You come in here, you got to come in a bit stronger than that. Abrams then, back at the other end. Down to Sharpie, the pass inside. Guava couldn't handle, and Flanagan dribbles away at the other end. Pulls and waits. Gets it back to Broussard. Broussard down to Cox. Cox going in the paint. Abrams with the... reaching. Third foul of the game.
Start.
Broussard with the ball off the quick inbound pass to the layup.
Capitals were just asleep on that play. Kind of caused the...
Yep. That's Broussard's first point of the second half. She's got 16 now. As the Caps have it back at the other end. Sharp at the top to Marino on the right, looking for Whittle. Gets it to her. This is the layup. Second attempt, she'll be fouled. And she'll be annoyed that she missed the first one there.
Yeah.
Kerr with the foul. That's her third. First. Third. So to put Whittle at the line for a couple of free throws where she's been very good. Now I just put the mocker on her. And she makes it. 14th point. And 15. Jenny Whittle. Now, well, they've got to use this height and strength advantage they've really got in there, and Jenny's really got the strength to do it. So, want to go with it. Fire have it in the front court. Cox, ball stolen, knocked into the back court by Broussard anyway. Over in back call is Sard knocked it into the back court. The Caps will have it in the front court. Abrams will inbound from the right wing.
Good outcome for the Capitals.
Yep. 8:45 to go here in the final quarter as Abrams puts it on the floor. Drives across the paint. Bumps away from Abrams. Guyver tries to keep it alive, but the Fire end up with it. And it's Flanagan will dribble into the front court, go out to the left wing. Then dribbles past Abrams, goes inside, off to Kerr, who's fouled by Sharpie, I think it'll be. Yep. That's what, three on Sharpie. So no one really in trouble there. Bevilacqua comes back in for Marino now to, I think, just establish a bit more of some control.
That's right. Bit of leadership out on the floor in the guard spot.
Flanagan driving in at the basket, fouled by Bevilacqua. That's four on Tully.
That's it's an interesting call because at the other end of the floor, when Kelly Abrams drove the bucket, she got the same sort of contact on the hip and body through the lane, and nothing was called. This end of the floor, it was wide. So, you know, there is some inconsistency out there.
Flanagan goes to the line then for three throws. Misses the first though, left that one quite short. 63-52, the lead still 11. Cooper is early in the lane, but she made it anyway. Flanagan with 5 points for the game. As Bevilacqua brings it back down the left wing. Capitals need to get their offense going. Abrams, nice little spin move away. Comes back at the basket. Layup won't go. Widder with a stick back. It'll go. Foul on Brassard.
Good to see that Kelly's staying positive and still attacking the basket with the ball. So Whittle's cleaning up, which is what we need her to do.
So she'll go to the line for the three-point play. And it can be back under the 10-point margin, finally.
Hooray.
It's 9. 18 for Whittle. 64-55, 8:05 to go. There is time for the Capitals still to win this. Certainly not over by any stretch of the imagination. Brassard left wing, pass aside to King. Has to pass back out to Brassard. She'll put on the floor, driving against Whittle. Layup won't go. Whittle gets called for the foul. Crowd doesn't like it. But it'll put Brassard at the line. And just the second on Whittle, but Heritage will come in to replace King. The Capitals are in the penalty. A little bit of advice from the crowd to the referees. If Brassard misses the first free throw. But they are in the penalty now. Brassard leaves the second one short. Cooper knocks it loose to Abrams. And the Caps got out of that with nothing. Bit of justice, some might say. Bevilacqua on the left wing. Comes back to Abrams, who'll drive at the basket, lay it in. Kelly Abrams, 9 for the game. And Dave Herbert wants a timeout.
Yeah, he's getting a little bit nervous. The Caps are, particularly Abrams, is looking...
Starting to make the run early, yeah. Cox has it on the left wing. Back to Flanagan at the top. Having trouble getting it inside to anyone. Flanagan will drive all to the baseline. Stolen by Bevilacqua from behind Brassard. Off to Whittle. Finds Abrams. Great work again from who else but Tully Bevilacqua. Surprise, surprise. Abrams being watched by Cox. Kerr is going to be called for a foul away from the ball. Holding.
That will be her fourth, I think.
Timeout has been called by Townsville. It's 6:59 to go here. Townsville are up by 7, 64-57. The Capitals have possession. They will have the ball after the timeout and the foul's been called.
And they have a little bit of the momentum going into this timeout as well. Now, so they'll have to come out from it and hope that they're able to retain that. Townsville would be a little bit worried. Not only is the momentum going their way, but they've got some serious foul trouble. The Capitals are definitely, you know, they're in the bonus, but in terms of players who have been contributing throughout the game, they've got four of them up there that have got four fouls, who've been solid contributors for the entire game. So that has to be a worry for Dave Herbert.
Kerr is going to sit down because she's got a fourth foul, but she's been replaced by Jennifer Krause, who's got four fouls.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a concern right now for Dave Herbert because he doesn't want to lose his key players.
No, that's right. And you also don't want to leave them sitting on the bench and not get the value out of them that you need.
Didn't have much to say to him. It was short and sweet. They're standing out there waiting already.
Yeah.
And the Capitals are still getting instruction from Carrie Graff. Would you basically be, you just keep doing what you've been doing for the last couple of minutes.
Exactly right. Now, pick up the defensive effort and just keep attacking them and going at the basket, which is what Abrams in particular has done for the last bit. And what it has done is created some opportunities for whittle in the paint. So expect to see that continue.
Sharpie will inbound from the right wing. Cooper is in front of her. Gets the ball to her. Back to Sharpie, cutting at the basket. Tries to lay it up. Krauss doesn't get called for anything on that. She could have been out of there on that one. I reckon.
Unlucky.
Well, I reckon it was a clean block. And that's what will be on the stat sheet. It'll have to be. Heritage outlet. Pass to Prasad. Back to Heritage. The pass inside. Sharpie got a hand in there. Cooper hands off to Bevilacqua, who's away at the other end. She'll wait for some help. Pass back to Whittle for three from the top and left it short. But Abrams comes in and gets the offensive board. Bevilacqua gives the thumbs up. Goes left. Round the screen from Whittle. Goes out left. Goes into Whittle. Low post. Whittle tries to lay it up. Won't go. Cooper helped out. Krauss ends up with a rebound. Got a foul will be called on Jenny Whittle. A frustration foul.
That unfortunately will put them on the line at the other end of the floor. So.
Yeah. Just the third on Whittle. As Flanagan's out, Kelly Wilson is back in. Krauss will walk to the other end for a couple of free throws. 6:12 still to go. 64-57 they lead. Krauss, first trip to the line tonight, makes the first 7th point for the night. Sitting on those four fouls. Should have been five of them a few minutes ago. Second one won't go, but in the lane far too early, says the referee. Should
they
get a
all
sec.
Violated.
Get another.
They were all in there earlier. You know, seriously.
But you got to blame the defensive side, don't you?
Well, Cooper's in there early again.
Krauss makes it.
Anyway.
Yeah. 66-57 then. Abrams brings it down. Cooper. Bevilacqua's on the left wing. Cooper finds Whittle, low post. Turn around against Krauss.
That's a foul.
He's saying hands were straight up in the air. Was the motion from the referee.
Jenny Whittle's had a very difficult night in there tonight. So.
Wilson to Krauss. Looking for Cox on the right wing. Abrams doing great job. Pushed off. Kelly Abrams got the push off. Cox gets called for her fourth foul. Another one in trouble. Marino coming in for Sharpie. That'll be just a quick break for Sharpie. I think she'll be back quickly. Kelly Abrams wants the floor wiped. 66-57. Bevilac was on four. She's the only one for the Cats. While it's Cox, Krauss, Kerr and
Prasad.
All on four for Townsville. One more from each of them. Okay, Bevilac up. Abrams cross centre court, drives around the left, lays it up and in. Yes, it goes! Ran around and dropped 11 for Kelly Abrams. 150th game, she got the 1,000 points career-wise, and she's going to be the inspiration here at the end for the win. Prasad looks to drive inside, hands off to Cox, back into Prasad. Low post, shoots over the top of Cooper.
It was a tough move, she did a nice job, finished off well.
68-59, still 5 minutes to go here. Tracy Beattie getting ready to come back in for the Caps. Abrams, Bevilacqua left side, comes back to Abrams on the right, looking for Whittle low post, gets it to her, she's double teamed immediately, pass back out of there to Abrams, she'll put up a three, missed the rim altogether. And it was Heritage with a defensive rebound, give it to Wilson. Still a ton of time, this game ain't over. Prasad has it on the right wing. Pass down to Cox inside. Has it stripped away from her by Abrams. Pass outside to Heritage. It gets clobbered by Marino. She'll go to a line for free throws. Beattie will come in. Sharp will come in. So it's Cooper and Marino back out of there.
It'll be Tracy's struggled a little bit this game. I think the physical nature of the game is strong. She's been in such a good form all season. So hopefully in these last 5 minutes she can really step it up and get her head back into the game a bit more.
Yep, Carrie Graff wanted to have a bit of a chat about things and 68-59. Down by nine, but still plenty of time left in this game for them to win. And she's back to, back to the starting lineup. And I think she'll try and I'd like to stick with them for the last few minutes.
That's Absolutely.
To try and get out of this one.
Townsville only have one more foul to give before they're in, the next foul and they're in the bonus situation as well, so that sort of neutralises that factor, but it depends on who gives that foul. Of course, if that's one of their players and, you know, it's a Brassard or someone like that, that's five and she's out, and that makes a big difference in this game.
Yeah, well, they've got four players, as we said, are in deep trouble there, can't give up one. I mean, Krause has given a couple already that haven't been called, but...
Yes.
So a little bit hard to figure out exactly what's going to happen. So the Fire will stick with Wilson, Heritage, Cox, Krause and Brassard. The Capitals are back to the starting lineup: Abrams, Sharp, Beattie, Whittle and Bevilacqua. There are 4.5 minutes left here at the AIS Arena. And Towns will lead by 9. It'll be free throws for Tanya Heritage after that foul by Marino. But I don't think they've been too good from the line tonight, but that probably means she'll make them both. Heritage, second point for the night. Both have come at the free throw line.
They're very reliable.
Oh, misses the second. Yeah, good. New jinxer. Whittle with the defensive rebound. Now, 10 points is the lead. 69-59, Bevilacqua. That's the top right side. Finds Abrams straight into Whittle. Whittle takes on Krause. Gets a block from Krause. Sharp keeps it alive to Abrams. Back to Whittle. Brassard is gone. Brassard is gone. There was contact, but I thought it was less than Krause's before.
Well, you know, but then it's that whole issue about it's probably one of the softest calls they've made all night, and at a critical time on a critical player. You just really... It's frustrating as a player. It's frustrating as a coach. Good for the Capitals.
Yeah, it was good for the Capitals. Brassard sits down with 18 points.
Townsville still have Kerr to bring in, and she's did some work for him as well.
Yeah, I mean, Rohani Cox is still there.
Yeah.
There is still some plenty of talent. Whittle goes to the line for the free throws, makes 19 points for the game, makes the first. Crowd hushes for the second. And she finally misses one. Krause with a defensive rebound then. Gives it to Wilson to bring across centre court.
Oh dear, we've got a big defensive breakdown.
Oh. Yep. Kerr was left alone, but she gets it out to Heritage for three. Big three from the left.
If you're going to make one, now's the time, isn't it?
Yep, indeed. Big play. First basket for the night for her. And it's a three at a crucial time. We're inside 4 minutes to go. Abrams dribbling on the left wing, back for Whittle. Goes in towards Tracy Beattie, couldn't handle it. Krause steals it and gets it to Heritage. Needs to bring it across centre court. Now she does. Dribbles straight down the centre, finds Kerr for a baseline jumper, and right now it's going wrong. Kerr with the basket. All of a sudden, 5-point swing there, and it's 72-60, and... Bang.
Not the result we've had for a while.
No, the Capitals had the momentum. Yeah. And suddenly, bang, it's turned around.
It's actually 74. They had to put that last score up, so that's a 14-point difference.
That's going to be a lot tougher now.
A big ask. It's a very big ask, particularly when they haven't been playing that well for their entire game. So Canberra would have to do something very special to get this one out of the bag, I think.
Well, it looks like Marino's back in for Beattie. Which means, I think, the three-point attack's on.
I would imagine so.
Marino has hit three threes tonight. So.
Well, she might need to hit a couple more.
I think right now they're going to have to hit them. But Jenny Whittle can hit them. Kelly Abrams can hit them.
Tully can hit them. 3.5 minutes, 14 minutes. You know, even if they just knock down one or two early. Then
suddenly Dave Herbert will be calling timeout.
That's right.
Well, we'll see. Caps have it in the backcourt. Marino inbounds to Abrams to bring across centre court. Sharpie's on the right. Bevilacqua on the left. Whittle high post on the left. As Abrams comes back to the right, goes back to Marino on the left. Heritage right in her face. She drives inside, finds Abrams for three from the right side. Won't go. Krause tries to keep it alive and does. Good job. Gets it to Heritage. They were setting up for the three, definitely. Heritage dribbles down the centre of the court. Takes on Sharp, blocking foul called. Sharpie's fourth. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go. And Heritage will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Townsville would be very pleased with this win if they come away with it, which is looking increasingly likely.
Yep. Heritage 6 points for the night. Makes the first of the free throws. Well, they would have been coming in with high hopes of the win over the AIS.
Yes.
And to come out of it with two would be huge for them if they can do it. Marino lost it off the foot of Heritage. Heritage pass off to Rohani Cox for the layup at the other end. I think now the Caps are in a real pot of poo-poo. It's 18 points, 78 to 60. Marino from the left for three just jacked it up. Kraus with a defensive rebound, hands off to Wilson.
No, I think this game's over, Mark. I can't see Canberra getting back into
it. A little bit hard to see. Real big miracle now. Coming from behind every quarter was just taking its toll, perhaps. Cox, the pass into Kearse. Sharpie will sit down now. The reach and the foul, that'll be her number five. There's changes coming, and there's a couple of players coming in who haven't been in there all night, so I think that's the white flag's gone up. Nat Hurst, crowd local favourite, of course. Peter Sinclair in for the first time as well tonight. Cooper's in. Bevilac was out of there. Whittle's out of there. Sharp's out, of course, foul out.
Conceded.
Yeah, I think they've conceded. Kerr at the free throw line misses the first. 78-60. 2:17 to go. Kerr makes the second, seventh point for the night. Marino then will bring it down the right, down the centre of the court and go right to find someone to pass it to. Nat Hurst gets it, baseline. Doesn't want to shoot from there. She wants to try and get it out of there, and the pass ends up in the hands of Heritage as she was triple teamed, surrounded, and couldn't find any of her teammates. Wilson to Cox on the left wing. Back for Kerr, right side finds Heritage. Minute 47 on the clock. Heritage driving across the paint, finds Kraus underneath for the easy lay-in. Kraus with 10 for the game. They're getting very happy on that Townsville bench right now. Abrams has it at the top, Cox watching her. Cooper sets a screen for her. Abrams, as she goes left, comes back right down the centre. Pass towards Cooper, Cox, another steal. She can have a heap of steals.
Yes, she has.
She had five at half time and had a few more in this.
And they're the ones that we're counting.
Yeah.
Just knows what else.
Well, it's a little bit hard to figure how they get counted sometimes. Heritage with a three from the right hand. It's all net. And blowing this margin out. 10 for Heritage. Yeah. It's 84 to 60. Cross-court pass from Cooper to Marino, who's fouled by Wilson as she was looking to drive in at the basket. We're inside the last minute. Abrams is out of there. Kelly Abrams in 150th game, 11 points will sit down. She played well.
She did.
She was brave.
And she, for a lot of the games, had the matchup on Rohani Cox as well. You know,
yes.
That's a big ask. She's done very well.
So Lauren King will come in for Annika Kerr. Almost seems like they were trying to give her a standing ovation or something. Andrea Walsh getting ready to come in with 57 seconds as well to go. Marino at the free throw line. Made just one of two. 13 points for Marino as Wilson uses Kraus for a screen and then gets back way to the left away from Marino. Pass to Cox. Cox will take on Guaiva. Pass down to Kraus for the layup. Misses the first, gets her own rebound, sticks it back in. It'll count and she'll go to the line for free throws.
Well, Townsville will be very happy with this win.
Indeed they will. 40 seconds left on the clock. Kraus at the line for the three-point play. And it's 25 points to the margin. It's certainly a huge blowout. Rohani Cox gets to sit down
as Andrea Walsh comes in to replace her. And she misses the three-point play. Marino then dribbles down the centre of the court, round the back of the play, drives in at the basket, layup won't go, but she's fouled in the act of shooting something. We did try to come up with some names for some of her shots, the shovel and a couple of others that Simon was...
Yes, it's usually not very orthodox, is it?
Not very, no. At the free throw line, Marino makes the first. Second one hits the front, misses the back, goes in and steals it away from Krause, who's going, why isn't there a foul called there? Marino gets it back in the left corner and hits the three. 17 for Marino. Not quite a season high. I think a season high is 19.
Yes.
86-65 with 16 seconds left to go. Wilson comes right, goes back left. Cooper says no. Pass to King from the left wing. Lauren King with a three. She's hit three threes tonight. And that's been it. Marino just drives back at the other end. Pass back to Cooper. 2 seconds to go. Go inside to Guiver. Guiver's shot won't go. That's the end of it. It's all over. In the end, it's turned out to be the Townsville Fires night. Big time. A huge win for them, 89-65. The Capitals, well, they'll be really disappointed that it blew out at the end there, but they know they won the season match-up against them, so they know they're safe in that sort of a... But they'll not want to play like that tomorrow night against Sydney.
Absolutely not. They will... Well, the Jackson factor comes into tomorrow night's game as well, I guess, but they certainly can't afford to have a night like they did tonight, tomorrow night. That would be a disaster for them and for the season. Townsville played well. They stuck to their game plan and they were persistent and consistent in what they did, so very happy with that result.
Indeed they will be. Final score here then, the Townsville Fire 89, the Transact Canberra Capitals 65.
Well, the Fire did live up to their name. They came out firing and with the more intensified effort, came out really good, strong, and final margin a little bit blowout, 89-65. They blew out in the last few minutes. It was a contest all the way through. The first quarter was interesting. The Fire got out. The Capitals came back. The second quarter was the same story. Third quarter, same story. Fire would take it with the lead. Capitals would come back. And in the end, Fire were able to blow it out with a 28-15 final quarter, which inflated that final margin. But it was a real contest up until around about 4 or 5 minutes to go, when suddenly Capitals seemed to run out of gas, and the Fire managed to go on with it. Let's have a look at the stats then, and well, Capitals would not be happy with the fact they had 24 turnovers for the game, which is I think quite high for the night. Betting the 22 from the RAS, and they would not be thrilled at all with that sort of stat. Some good performances though. Jenny Whittle, 19 points, 13 rebounds, was always fighting valiantly in there. Tully Bevilacqua, it doesn't show in her stats what she does to this team, for any team for that matter. 4 points, only a couple of rebounds, one assist and 5 steals, but gee, she did so much else that just doesn't show there, and played very well. Angela Marino came in and hit some big shots, 17 points, and Kelly Abrams in her 150th game with 11 points. Had 4 rebounds and a block and a couple of steals and was trying hard all night as well. But as the whole overall team, it just didn't gel on the night. They weren't hungry enough, and the Fire were. Fordy Brassard was their leading scorer with 18 points. She had 6 rebounds as well. Rahani Cox, 17 points. 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, 6 steals. She certainly had a good game, and I think she had a point to prove after being dropped from the Commonwealth Games squad, and apparently there was somebody in the crowd watching from an American WNBA team. Might have had something to do with it as well, helping her make a statement with the with that person in the crowd. Jen Krause, 12 points, 14 rebounds, and 4 block shots was a big factor. The Krause-Brassard effort at the start of the game as they attacked the boards was certainly huge, and really put the Capitals off very early, but she had a great game. Kelly Wilson with 11 points, Tanya Heritage with 10. It was just a better all-round team effort and they really looked like they wanted it, and they got it in the end. So congratulations then to the Fire, who certainly did shoot well. An amazing 54% of the game, but they were 82% of the fourth quarter, hitting 9 of 11 shots in that fourth quarter from the field, which is an amazing stat in itself. So congratulations then to the Townsville Fire victors over the Transit Capitals, 89-65. These two teams will go around tomorrow night, different teams of course. The Fire will be in the early game against the Institute of Sport, and the Transit Capitals will be playing the Sydney Flames in the late game. Good night.